Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tanya, so the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that tells us another detail as far as the din of Godeles, Kocheles, and Pokeses. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Godeles, Kocheles, and Pokeses, Li'atzma Petura. If a woman does this for herself, she's Pater, because she's not able to do such a good job, because she's not able to see her own hair as she's braiding it and parting it and doing all this stuff. But L'chaverta Chayeves, but if she does it on somebody else, she's going to be Chayev. V'chein ho'yer B'shimon she shouldn't put some sort of red coloring on her face because that is a violation of tzoveya. Tan Rabbanan, hacholev v'mechabetz v'megabein. If someone milks an animal or he does something that causes the whey and the curds to separate, and someone makes cheese, ki grogeres, if he does it in the shear of a grogeres, or similarly, hamechabetz, someone who sweeps, v'merabetz, or who sprinkles water on the dirt of the house to keep the dirt down, v'haroda chalos devash, or someone who separates the honeycombs from the kaveres, from where it's attached. All of those things shogag b'shabbos. If he did them and he was shogig about Shabbos, chayiv chatos. He did it b'shogig on Shabbos. He's going to be chayiv chatos. Hezid b'yomtov. If he did it b'mezid on yomtov, loka arba'im. He's going to be chayiv malchus. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Chamom echad zeh ve'echad zeh. Whether it be Shabbos or yomtov, einu ela mishum shvus. It's only nisir midirabanan, and therefore there's no korban chatos for nisir midirabanan. Peshogeg, there's no chiv malkus for Nisr Drabanan. Rabbi Nachman ben Gurya iklal in Harda. Rabbi Nachman ben Gurya went to Naharda. Bo minei cholev mishumay mechayiv. If someone milks an animal, what's he chayiv? What malacha is he chayiv for? Some of the who mishum cholev. He's chayiv for cholev. Mechabetz mishumay mechayiv. Amalahu mishum mechabetz. Megabin mishumay mechayiv. Amalahu mishum megabin. So Amrulei, the Chacham said to him, Rabbah Katil Kani Ba'agma Hava. Your Rebbe is just cutting reeds in an agam. He's not explaining the Mishnah. Anytime we say that, what malacha did he do when he did this activity? He just repeated the name of the activity. So Asa Shal Be Midrasha. So Rav Nachman went and asked these shaylas in the Beis Medrash. Amrulei Cholev Chayiv Misha Mefarek. So they started giving actual malachos. They said if you milk an animal, you chayiv for being mefarek, for unloading. That someone who takes food out from what it is enclosed in, it's a tolda of dash. That's what we call mefarek. Mechabetz chayv mishum borer. If someone separates the curds and the whey, he's chayv for being borer, for separating. Megabin chayv mishum bona, and cheese making is a violation of building. Hamechabed v'merabetz v'arod dechalus tavash shagag b'shabis chayv chatos. If a person sweeps or sprinkles water down on a dirt floor, or takes down the honeycombs. So if he's shagag, if he does it b'shogig on Shabbos, he's chayv chatos. Hey, is it b'yom tov lo k'arbaim divrei Rabbi Elazar? Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar the Amora says, what's the reason that Rabbi Eliezer considers chalos devash to be mechubu l'karka, where you're even chayv chatos for taking them off from where they're stuck on? D'chsiv, because the pasuk says in Sefer Shmuel, how could you call it a ya'aros hadvash, a forest of honey? What does a forest have to do with honey? That just like a forest, if you detach something from it on Shabbos, you chayv chatos. So too chalos devash, if you remove them on Shabbos, you chayv chatos. So now the Gemara brings another a way to do reboots that's actually going to be mutter, and the reason for the isser to be merabetz. Amemar shara zilcha. He allowed being merabetz the houses b'machuza in the city of Machuza. Again, this means sprinkling some water down on the floor so that the dirt doesn't come up. Amar taimim amar rabbanon tilna asidashvi gumos. Why did the rabbanon ask her in the first place? It's only because they were afraid you're going to come to even out holes in the ground. Hachalaku gumos, but in Machuza there are no holes in the ground. Their floors were smooth, and and therefore they didn't have to worry about that. Another way that Rebutz is mutter, Rava Tosva Ashkel Ravina to come mitztayer mehevla. He met Ravina and he was mitztayer from the heat or that was created because of the dirt. It's not heat. Hevel is like thick air that was created because of the dirt that was coming up. Va'amila mark shisha b'reid rava ashkel ravashi to come at star mehevla. Or it was mark shisha b'reid rava. It saw that Ravashi was struggling with this. So Rava said to Ravina, Lo savla mar lahadatanya. Don't you hold of what we say in the Brisa? Harotza l'rabit says beso b'shabbos. If someone wants to be Merabeitz his house on Shabbos, maybe areva malei amayim. He could just bring a large plate full of water. Verochets panav bezavazu, yadav bezavazu, raglav bezavazu. Vimtsa vayis misrabeitz meilav, and wash his face in one corner, his hands in the other corner, his feet in the other corner, and then automatically the house will end up having drops all over it. Amalei lavadatayi said, I didn't remember that that's an option. Tana isha chachama merabeitz beitzah b'Shabbos, a woman who's a wise woman, who's an Eshes Talmud Chacham, or a Bas Talmud Chacham, who knows the tricks, can be merabits the house on Shabbos by washing different things in different corners. And now that we hold like Rabbi Shimon that a davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, you're allowed to be merabits even lechachila, even when you're trying to be merabits, even when it's not just through this ha'arama, because you're certainly not trying to be mashva the gumos, and therefore whatever hashva'as gumos there might be is only going to be a davar she'eino miskaven, and davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. Let's do the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, discussing the melacha of kotzer. Hatolish me otzitz nakuv chayiv. If someone detaches something from a flower pot that has a hole in it, he's chayiv for being tolish. She'eino nakuv v'she'eino nakuv potter. If he detaches a plant from a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, so it's considered already detached from the ground, and therefore he's potter. Rabbi Shimon poter baze ubaze. And Rabbi Shimon says, whether the flower pot has a hole in it or not, you're going to be potter for detaching the plant. So now, the Mishnah quoted Rabbi Shimon that potters, even if it's an otzutz nakuv, even if it has a hole in the flower pot, he considers it to already be not attached to the ground. So Rami Abaye l'Rava, Abaye asks the stira to Rav Varmi l'Rabbi Chia Barav l'Rav, and some say Chia Barav asks to Rav Tana, and it says in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon poter baze ubaze. The Rabbi Shimon potters in both cases, whether it's an otzutz she'eino nakuv or even if it's an otzutz nakuv. Alma nakuv the Rabbi Shimon k'she'eino. Apparently, Rabbi Shimon considers even a flower pot with a hole in it as if the contents of the pot are already detached from the ground, just like an atzitz she'eino nakuv. Urim minhu, but I'll ask you a stira from a different brisa. That Rabbi Shimon omer ein bein nakuv l'she'eino nakuv. The only difference between an atzitz nakuv and an atzitz she'eino nakuv is as far as hechsher zroim is concerned, that a din of an atzitz nakuv and eino nakuv they're both always considered to be talush, and it's only as far as being machsher zroim that there's a difference between them, that an atzitz nakuv is considered to be mechuber lekarka, and therefore the zroim that are inside of it are not mekabel hechsher tuma, they can't become hechsher lekabel tuma, because it's still considered mechuber lekarka. Whereas an atzitz she'eino nakuv is considered to be detached from the ground, and therefore its contents can become hochsha lekabel tuma. So you see that Rabbi Shimon does distinguish, at least in one way, between an atzitz nakuv and an atzitz she'eino nakuv, at least as far as hochsha lekabel tuma is concerned. That's against our Mishnah, which implies that he doesn't distinguish at all. So Amalei, Rava says, Habaye, l'chol mili Rabbi Shimon ketolosh mashvidei. Now, with regard to every other halacha, Rabbi Shimon considers an atzitz nakuv like it's detached from the ground. Beshaini linyan tuma, but as far as Hechsher Zroim is concerned, that's different. The Torah Ribsa Tara Eitzel Zroim. The Torah tells us that we have a lot of tahara when it comes to Zroim. Shnemar al kol zera zerua asher yizareya. That all of these lashon zera zerua asher yizareya teach us that Zroim are muchshel kabel tuma. only when they are mamish asher yizareya, the way a person would actually plant it. And normally you would do that only when it's talish legamri, as opposed to if it's mechubar even with the tiniest amount of chibur, like an otzitz nakuf, which are not makabel hechshel lekabel tuma. So as far as but the our mishnah, when it says Rabbi Shimon poter b'zeh b'zeh, tells us as far as everything else that Rabbi Shimon considers a nakuf the same as an eino nakuf, but not as far as hechshel zraim is concerned, because the Torah is rips about tahara. The Torah tells us a ribuy of tahara when it comes to hechshel zraim. So that's the difference between our mishnah and the case specifically of being machshir zraim lekabel tuma. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the end of the fourth line of Tzadi Hei Amid Beis.